Oh, snap! It's another Snap review from the Family Gamers.
This is a Snap review for Simon's Cat the Card Game by Steve Jackson Games. It was designed by Sam Mitschke and Randy Schuneman. And, of course, has illustrations by Simon Tofield, who originally animated Simon's Cat.
It is 3 to 6 players, ages 6+, and it plays in about 10 minutes.
So right from the box here, it says, you are a cat. Do cat things. Don't get caught. Blame everyone else. Match cards to make mischief and pass the blame, but don't let Simon catch you. So this card game is kind of a matching game. It plays a lot like Uno. It's a shedding game to discard the cards from your hand by matching either the color or the number of the previous card that was played. However, there's a strategic twist here. It's a trick avoidance game instead of a trick-taking game. If you're unable to play a card on your turn, you have to take the whole pile, and it ends up counting against you as one mess. The player or players with the most messes, once all the cards have been exhausted, take a Simon card. The game ends when somebody has 3 Simon cards. Everybody else gets to win. The cards for Simon's Cat are in 6 suits, but they're unevenly distributed. There's only 2 gnomes, one for the number 1, one for the number 2. But there are 6 dogs, numbered 1 through 6. There are 10 cats. Their numbers 3 through 12. Your strategy depends on playing the right number at the right time so that you don't end up stuck with cards that you can't possibly play. So that's how the game plays. What do we think about it?
We love the illustrations, and they're all from Simon Tofield's popular animated YouTube series, Simon's Cat. Also, each card is different. There isn't one that's the same, like, all the cats and the dogs and stuff are in different poses.
Yeah, I find them really funny, too. I mean, there's the cat coughing up a hairball and the kitten rolling over on his belly. And
one of the cats is licking behind his leg, mm-hmm. And his leg is sticking straight up in the air.
Just like cats do. So I really like this as a fast-playing alternative to a game like Uno. The box says ages 6 and up, and we think it's about right for the strategy involved. However, we've even pulled in younger players, our youngest who is 4, because he can match up the colors and the numbers, although he doesn't understand the strategy. The strategy involved is really interesting, and unlike most other card games that are accessible at this age, the idea of trying to plan out your moves ahead of time and use some probability to play out the cards that are going to be harder to play later in the game. So I really like this game. I would probably give it a 5. But I know Claire has a little bit different opinion.
I think maybe like a 2.5 or a 3, because like it's a fairly normal game. Like you could, it kind of feels like it's just a skinned game out of other games.
Okay, that's fair. So there you have it. I feel like it's a very unusual take on a common game. Claire feels like it's just a common game like any other. So I think we're going to give Simon's Cat the card game 4 out of 5 paws. And that's Simon's Cat, the card game.
In a snap.